Hey, guys.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wanna last longer in bed without having to worry about it? Who doesn't want to last a little longer in bed, right? It's hard to wait for your girl to come because there really is an orgasm gap. And that's why I love Promescence Delay Spray. Promescence Delay Spray is going to make you last a little bit longer in bed without you having to worry about lasting longer, because it's not going to totally numb you out and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your girl, they have a whole line of women's products. They also sell supplements called Vitaflux that are going to make you hornier. They have everything you need for a hot night of sex. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent. Not only do I recommend them, 2,000 medical professionals recommend them too. And just for listeners of my show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order at promescent.com/strictlyanon. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Make sure to order up because you're going to get 15% off your whole order. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Go there now to get 15% off your whole order, or just go to the description and click on the link.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I'm trying to figure out a way that I could comment back to everybody. They don't sort of make it like a back and forth kind of a thing, but I'm trying to figure that out. But I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not going to air it. Okay. I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. The one thing I need to tell you is please do not be driving when you call. If you're driving, pull over, park, and leave your message. And if you can, make sure to hold the phone up to your ear. That is the best way to ensure that you're going to have good sound on your confession and I'll be able to use it. So many confessions come in and I can barely understand what the person's saying. So you could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests, including today's guest, okay, all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreon. It's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. Most people charge like $12, $20 for their Patreon. They're barely giving anything. I'm giving out so much and it's $5, you know? And you are also supporting the show, which is great. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description. So you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, so today I have on Trey. That rhymes, doesn't it? Trey's cool. And guess who Trey is? Trey is Lucy. Lucy with an I. That's Lucy with an I's husband. Lucy's been on before. She gave me such a great episode. And now her husband is on to tell me their story from his point of view. And it's a super interesting episode. He talks about how they've always been high school sweethearts. And at some point in their marriage, they decided to open things up. But it's not like it just happened overnight. He talks about how he was always a super jealous person when he was younger, and they both were. And now they're like a couple that loves seeing each other like fuck other people. They've done it all, been there, done that. He does talk about some instances when he was younger that made him realize that he would be open to hooking up with a guy, and that's what happened. They wound up having their first threesome with a guy. He talks about that and what went down, and then they had a threesome with a stripper, and that was like, he said it was like the hottest thing he ever saw. They do everything with that stripper. And then there's another time where she actually went out and did some solo play with a guy, and he wound up meeting her afterwards and he was a little jealous, but then they had this amazing reclaiming sex that he talks about. And then they went out that same night and hooked up with another guy and had another threesome. He talks all about that. And then they wind up in Vegas with a guy they've been playing with online, and he's there with a couple of his friends, and they wind up back in the hotel room, and Lucy's like blowing them all and getting fucked by her and her husband and the other guy, and it's a crazy night. They had a lot of crazy nights together. He talks about all of them in detail. Like I said, he does talk about the time that they've been jealous, how they work through it. It's a super interesting episode. Trey is like super cool. If you haven't listened to Lucy's episode, go listen to her episode because it does not disappoint. I'll put the numbers in the description. They do have an OnlyFans. Their OnlyFans links will be in the description. Anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Trey.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Trey. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
Hey, Kathy. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really good.
That's good. Listen, I think I told you this before we started taping, but, you know, I've only had one other Trey in my whole life while I've been doing my show for 10 years. And he was a guy that did like a 24-hour and then a 3-day and then a 5-day blowjob challenge because he loved swallowing cum. So I was like, you got some big shoes to fill. I don't know how much cum you swallowed, but your story is like the fact that out of nowhere, at a certain point in your marriage with Lucy, your wife Lucy has been on my show before. She told your guy's story. We're getting it from your side, which is always like awesome to hear. I think the same story by both couples is always different and interesting, right? Your wife is Lucy. Like I said, I'll put her episode number in the description. But at some point in your guy's marriage, you guys are like high school sweethearts and you're still young, but you've been together a long time. You came to her and copped to the fact of being bisexual. She was open to being with girls too. And then you guys decided to open up your marriage, and you had hookups with strippers, and then you had many hookups with guys. And that's what we're going to talk about. So you do swallow cum too, like my other Trey, but you probably haven't swallowed as much cum as he has.
To be honest with you, I think only the smallest bit of cum maybe that I've actually swallowed.
Do you not swallow? Do you spit?
Because I'm just such a newbie. I've only like really gotten in depth with one guy, and that was like our online guy, and during that foursome that we had in Vegas.
Yeah, but what about those other guys in the hotel? There was guys in the hotel.
They were there. Yeah. Well, he was one of them. And then there was another guy, and he focused on Lucy for the most part that night. He was really into Lucy, which like I was into too. I thought that was like kind of cool. It's funny because that night started, I don't know if we'll start with this night, but that night started with me saying we were hanging out with all those guys. And I'm like, listen, Lucy, you're not fucking all these guys. We're not doing that tonight. We came here to see the online guy. Let's do that. And then of course that seems to be always the way it is where I'm like, well, we're not doing that. And then all of a sudden that's exactly
she knows how. Yeah, we've talked about it. She's bragged about how she knows how to get you to do what she wants.
just tell me no, and we're not doing this. Okay. And then it's always reverse psychology somehow, and it works for me.
Yeah. Before you know it, she did fuck all those guys. And we're going to end with that story because that is where you guys left off in Vegas. There is that foursome, but there's other hookups, hot hookups that happened before. And then also the opening up of your marriage, which I think is always super interesting because you guys are a young couple still, but you've been together since high school, kind of like a vanilla couple, regular. Somehow you were like passing around podcasts, right? Like my podcast, listening to things, talking about stuff. How did you guys wind up opening up your marriage and why?
Yeah, that's the thing is she was totally binging your podcast for sure. She was going to town just like literally working her way like backwards, I think it was.
Okay.
From newest to oldest and just listening and listening. And so she would every once in a while be like, hey, what about this one? She would just have me listen to one. And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. Listen to this. And then I think that was just her getting me to kind of like open up to kind of just, hey, what do you think about these things that are going on and that these people are talking about?
Yeah.
So that my mind, because I've been a very reserved person pretty much for pretty much all of our lives. We've been vanilla. We were like a jealous couple. We were super, super jealous. Like I remember early in our marriage, like we would walk around town and she's Hispanic. And so it would be like the Hispanic men would be like all about her. And I'm like, man, yeah. Like I used to get mad. I'm like, oh, I can't take this. It's pissing me off. We go places. I'm like, I don't even want to go places. So it was bad. Like how jealous I was and how she was the same. Like we were very possessive of each other. I think we were codependent of each other at that point. So it was like, we just held on to each other way too tightly at those moments. So yeah, back to, she gave me the podcast and then she went into wanting to talk about threesomes. And I'm like, oh yeah, like that's cool. And I was like, I don't know about that. It was one of those things where I was just like, no way. That was my first initial reaction was no way. I think I go into a lot of like pathways. Like when I start thinking about a subject, I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if we're doing female, female, male, well, what's the other side of that equation? I'm not going to do that. So that's off the table, just so you know, like that's where I kind of crept to with my thinking of it was like, okay, well, just so you know, maybe we could do that, but I'm not doing male, male, female. I'm not doing that. But then I honestly think it like did trigger something in me where I started to allow myself to think about things. And I opened up to a whole portion of myself that I was like, oh my God, actually I could definitely get into the male, male, female thing. Like, oh, okay. Wow. And finally it got me to the point where I said it back to her. I said, well, what about the other style? What do you think of that? Like, cause she was still just like basically talking about two girls and a guy. And I'm like, well, what about the other? What would you think of that? And she was like, I would have never, ever imagined that you would say those words to me. So I have no idea. And so that's what's been good about it, though, is we have these like talks. I like what's happened with our relationship because of these talks is that now something like this will come up. We talk, we even shut down the conversation for a while. We come back to these conversations. I like that aspect of our relationship now just because of some of the stuff that we're doing.
Okay, every single person that listens to my show knows I'm totally down to get every guy to try a little anal action. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right. You don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. For anyone that doesn't know where your taint is, it is that little runway spot in between your balls and your asshole. You just rub that over there, you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And let me tell you, people who have called into my show who talk about a prostate orgasm are like, oh my God, it's like the best thing you've ever experienced. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections. And if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com, use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Yeah, over-communication always leads to more intimacy between a couple because you're talking more than you ever would have. And that adds something to a relationship that I think a lot of people don't understand is added to a couple's life when if they're successfully doing it, right? Because you do have to talk about these things a lot before you wind up doing them. So like, where did you guys land at first? Was it, hey, let's try a threesome with a woman or a man? What was first?
We left it open to it, kind of like anything, but it was like kind of like a revelation for me to go, wow, actually there is at least certain levels of attraction. Because I would say it's hard going through this, but I wouldn't qualify myself as bi. I know you've had plenty of people on who say the same thing, where it's like, I wouldn't necessarily have a relationship with a guy.
But when we are in threesomes and foursomes and all that, I do enjoy that. It's kind of part of the, it can be part of the program, and I enjoy that. So it's kind of that way for me.
But let me ask you a quick question, though, because there's two big jumps in this story, right? It's you and your wife deciding to open up your relationship, and also you deciding to open yourself up to hook up with guys. Now, before this came up and she got you thinking, did you ever, like if you look back in your life and were super honest with yourself and with me, did you ever have any kind of interest or curiosity about maybe dabbling or wondering what it would like you to be with guys ever?
So, yeah, I would say that did come to mind. That's what kind of snapped with me once I was thinking about things, was like, wow, this did happen. Like there was this guy that we went to high school with who had this really big dick.
And so how did you know?
He showed it off. Like he whipped it out all the time. Oh my God. Was like kind of his thing. He had this big dick. So he would whip it out all the time. Oh, and we were like, so classic, everybody knew this kid basically for having his big dick. So I actually thought of that, and I was like, holy shit, there was like a moment where it was like an intriguing thing to me that I didn't think about it in the moment, but you know, it was in there. I had that feeling. It's just, I had bottled it up basically. I was like, oh wow. And there was other things, like I don't think I was like turned on by it, by like the guys that were there, because they weren't like all that great. But I think guys do this like circle jerk type thing. That's like, we did that back in the day. Like someone had a porn, so we'd go watch the porn and then we'd all sit around and jerk off to the porn.
This is what I always try to tell my guy friends, and some of them don't admit it, but I'm like, this shit goes down a lot in high schools. There's a lot of circle jerks going around. I've heard that story more than once, right? Like here you got, how many of your guy friends were involved? Oh my God.
We probably had 3 or 4 guys there when we were doing that.
Yeah. It's not that uncommon. But can I just ask you, like, how does that even start? don't know. I just most girls don't circle jerk when they're in high school.
Honestly, I'm trying to think about it, but it was like one of the guys would have a porn. So we're back in those days. So we would have a video and we put the video on and it would just happen. It would just kind of happen. I don't know. No one really talked about it, but it would happen. I don't know. I'm still friends with a few of those guys, like to this day, that I did that with a long time ago. That's like it's like a hidden secret that none of us talk about, really.
No, I know, totally. It is. It's kind of like it's so interesting because like you're doing that, but no one's talking about it. Like you said, you still see them, but it's not. It's like it never happened. And would it happen like all the time, or like once in a blue moon? It happened more than once.
No,
right?
It was a pretty rare thing. It would happen here and there. They would happen. Yeah, it would be like we would be hanging out. It would be like a sleepover at somebody's house. We'd all go get drunk and party and come back to the house or whatever, and then that's when that would happen.
Totally.
That's like basically how it would go down every time, pretty much. And so it just wouldn't happen every time, but yeah, it happened. That's how the one guy that was famous at our school, he would whip it out, and everybody's like, Jesus Christ, man, what do you got going on over there? But yeah, so those are the things that kind of came to my mind when I started thinking about, oh wow, yeah, it wasn't necessarily a turnoff to me. So like I was just thinking, oh man, like if the guys were hotter, then that would be good.
Yeah. It's so, interesting.
Like, that's how I am. Yeah. Like I'm picky too when it comes to that for me and for myself. That's why I don't have a lot of experience right now.
But you did realize when you started to think about it though, that you would be open to it because you wound up going back and putting that together. Because I would assume like back in the day, you didn't put it together that you were interested in that guy's big dick. But looking back, you're like, oh, right. Now you could see it. And that totally makes sense. So you told your wife, like, I would be open to guy-on-guy action. And her thing was like, oh, let me think about this. Like, how did she feel about that?
I think, like, she took her time to process, but not long. But then she was just, like, supportive is what it was. That's I feel like I, like, had, like, a rejuvenation of, like, love for her when this whole stuff went down because of just, like, how perfectly she handled the situation. She wasn't jealous. She wasn't weird about it. She was just like supportive. It was just like, okay, well, okay, if this is the thing for you, then that's cool. Like, how do we manage this? And we started to shift what the entire tone of our relationship at that point.
You know? Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so now listen, I know that you have your first male threesome, right? Your first threesome is with another guy. Now, before you went into that threesome, did you have any rules and regulations set in place?
I would say we were in the process of working on that because we at that point we had done a ton of stuff like with like online guys. So we had a lot of that stuff had been done, but it wasn't anything real. So we were like able to work through a lot of communication on that kind of stuff. And I had the thing. I had the thing where I said, I don't want you kissing guys. And that was like, at first it was just that thing in my head. Yeah. I don't know what it is. And now it's already, I could care less. Like the first time it happened, I was like, oh no, keep doing that. I like that. So go for it. Yeah. We need the kissing. I was hyped up for it, but no. So we've had the no kissing. I was basically saying, I did feel at that point, like we were just talking like, okay, in vague terms, like how would things be? And I didn't want guys to come in her. Which like I still pretty much hold true on that, except for we have the one guy who we basically have exceptions for. So him would be like somebody that I would say that would be okay for me. But back in the day, that was a no-go for sure for anyone was to come in her. Past that, we hadn't really gotten into it. And then it just happened that night with the guy. We were just hanging out. We just went to, we were at a bar we pretty much hang out at a lot. We knew this guy. And I think Lucy may have told me at some point, like she was kind of attracted to him. I'm like, really, you're attracted to him? And I was like, just kind of like surprised or whatever. And it kind of like shifted the vibe of that night. And then it was like, it kind of like through the topic of conversation, Lucy happened to know that he had at least by experiences in his life. So I feel like she kind of like shifted to where to check into that vibe. And he was kind of like on that level. And so we just all ended up going home that night and just kind of getting crazy. It was pretty wild. We like snuck him into our house because we have a bunch of kids.
Oh my God. Yeah, tell everybody what happened. Remind everybody of that threesome. Because, but everything was on the table, though, right? You could fuck the guy. She could fuck the guy. It was like, did you have any reservations about seeing her with another guy, or were you excited about that?
We had kind of like role played it out so much that I was like excited for it.
Yeah.
Still like nervous, though. Like this weird nervous energy of, oh, what if there's like that other percentage of me that is just like too jealous.
Yeah,
I just
you
see
don't
it
know.
Happening and I'm like, oh my God. But as soon as it was happening, then I was like, okay, this is dope. Because that threesome started out with, we were like taking shots and like getting wild. And then so like him and I started kissing, I think it was. And then it was like, we were like into each other for a minute. And then he was like, well, let's get her. So we went after Lucy after that. And it was like just wild. And just and he started with kissing. It was like immediately into the kissing. And it was like it's just too late at that moment to just be like, what are you doing? You can't be kissing.
Oh, that's so funny. The first rule you had in the first hookup, it went out the window. Yeah. That one always goes out the window for every couple. I don't know any couple that's been doing it for a long time and that kept that rule. It's always the rule they go in with. But it's funny that the first guy went in and kissed her. And you were immediately into it. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, immediately I'm like, okay, well, that rolls out the window. First of all, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now. It took me no time to just understand, okay, I like this a lot. Okay, here we go. And then so from there, it's just we were just like tag teaming Lucy as much as we could. And it was just, it went on for, oh geez, it was an hour and a half, 2 hours that we went, and it was like early in the morning already. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. So then we took an hour nap, and I wake back up, and I turn and I look back over, and Lucy's like giving him head, and I'm like, whoa, what's this?
Oh my God, you all slept together? Oh my God.
Yeah, well, we crashed. We're like, we're gonna take, let's take a little nap and let's sleep together for a little while. So we slept, and then I woke up. It was probably hour and a half later of sleep, and I wake up and I look over and it's just Lucy's head bob, and I'm like, what's going on over here?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And then I'm like, wait a second, that's pretty freaking hot. And he just like, the guy just looks at me. I'm like, okay. And then so I just started like tapping her from behind. Okay, this is great.
Wow. And so no jealousy whatsoever on any level?
I honestly, I did later. There was like these like waves of a little bit of jealousy, which I was like able to manage, but there were waves of jealousy days later, a week later. Then I started thinking about some things and I was like, oh, there's some jealousy, but I was able to get over it.
I love that. That's like real life stuff. And that just goes to show that it's not always perfect. But even if that comes up, it's not like it wasn't so powerful that you couldn't get past it. And how did you get past those waves of jealousy? Was it like talking it out with her? Was it you just talking it out with yourself? How did you experience that?
It was a lot of, I think, self-talk because because I have so much time, I work a lot. I have a lot of time to myself. I have to do a lot of self-talk stuff that helps me work through things. Like otherwise, my mind just goes and goes and goes.
Yeah.
So it's always working on that stuff. But also having talks with her, I did bring it up with her. I eventually said, hey, you know, I just want to make sure you like me better, right? And it wasn't like about like a dick size thing or anything. It was just like, okay, wow, like you fucked that guy, like you sucked his dick. Like how are we doing a comparison thing? Please don't be like, or something like that. That's kind of where my head was at. And then she obviously just treated it really well with me and worked with me through it, and we were good to go. I think it was a couple months later when we, like maybe 2 or 3 months later, when we had the next threesome, which was the one that was.
Let me ask you a quick question, though. Seeing your wife fuck another guy, a lot of guys talk about how hot that is. Forget about the 3 days later when you were jealous. While it was happening, was it like, oh my God, like you loved seeing your wife with another guy? What was that experience like?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like intense about it. I loved it. I was like, wow, this is like the coolest thing I've ever seen, really. Like, I was like, oh my God. I didn't realize, holy shit. Yeah, like when they say, oh, your wife is like a porn star. Yes. That? Like that's exactly what it is I get to see her like doing like crazy stuff. And while I'm still like even part of it, like being in that like threesome like vibe is just a really cool thing, I think. I really enjoyed specifically like watching her suck dick. I was like, wow, this is really cool. And you could hear her like just like moaning, and you could see him just like enjoying what's going on. I'm like, holy crap, like this is amazing. So I was into it instantaneously.
Let's talk about super hot stories. I know you're here for a hot story. I like hot stories. I'm definitely turned on by what I hear, and that's why I love the Dipsy Stories app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. And no matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They have stories about two girls, two guys, threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. Whatever you want, they got it on Dipsy. Dipsy also has sleep stories and wellness sessions, and they have written stories as well. And you know what I love most about Dipsy is their jump to the action button. So if you're really horny, you want to get right to where the good part starts, you just click a button and it's going to take you right there. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/strictlyanon, dipseastories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link for 30 days of free access. You have nothing to lose. Go check it out. Yeah, so interesting, right? Like, you couldn't even handle men looking at your wife when you're out in public, and now you're literally like horny watching your wife fuck another guy. Like, how does that happen? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I know. I don't, that transformation for me is just, it is totally wild. I would have never expected it back then. I was a super jealous type of boyfriend type guy before that too. It was just like I found out one of my girlfriends in high school had kissed another guy, and it was like, I'm done. Like, I would never talk to this girl again. I don't want nothing to do with it. And now it's, hey, Lucy, could you fuck a guy today? That'd be great. I'd be really excited if you did that.
How freeing, right? Who would you rather be? The guy who can't even handle a guy looking at his girl, or the guy who's like sharing his girl? You know what I mean? There is a freedom, I think, that comes with that. Like, it's a release of that part of you. And I've heard many guys that were the real jealous type of guys who are now doing like the whole hot wifing thing and totally into it. So it just goes to show that it is possible. And like I said, who would you rather be? I'd rather be you now than you 10 years ago. Okay, so let's go to the threesome with the stripper now. You got, everything was on the table there too, right? Like, you were allowed to fuck the girl. She was going to be with a girl for the first time. Is that what was how you guys went into that?
Honestly, we didn't. We'd go into all these situations not really with plans. So we have been frequenting strip clubs up until this point.
Yeah.
We've gone to like the VIP room and had fun in there, but nothing like super crazy. So we have gone to the extent that we know what to kind of expect, but we did kind of know that we could end up doing some shit up in the VIP room.
It really goes down. It really happens in the VIP
room. I mean, it really can. Yeah, exactly. Up all the way up there in the nice super private room. Yes, it can all go down. So, and it did. That was the thing. It just happened. It was the perfect moment for all of that shit to just line up. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were just like all hooking up in there. Like, it was, it just proceeded. They were kissing on each other. And then it was like, the stripper's like, okay, well, can I get on him? And then of course that was fine. So that's the progression for Lucy is we had progressed from some of that. So she'd seen like strippers on me before, and like me kind of interacting with strippers. And so, but that night it got like just heavier and heavier, and Lucy ended up just going down on the stripper. And I was like, holy shit, man. Like, oh my God. And I was just like, we had talked with the stripper for a good chunk of time before we went up there. So she seemed like a decent girl. Like, you can kind of like, there's almost like a thing. You can tell who's like a good, genuine person and that kind of stuff. So we went up there, we had a good vibe already with her. So it kind of felt like it was going to go down this path. And then, so yeah, Lucy just went down on her, and it was like, that's like literally the hottest thing I've ever seen is when she did that. I was like, wow, she is like a professional at this already. Like
her first time.
Her very first time. I'm just watching it, and I'm like, man, should I like, I need to get my phone out and take some notes or something because she's like killing it. She oh was so God. Good. It was crazy. And then that, so yeah, that's the hottest thing I think I've ever seen in my life was that night, was all that stuff. And so it was crazy. We ended up like, I stood up and they did the double dick sucking at a certain point. And that's the thing is like Lucy's like, yeah, he came so fast. And I'm like, oh yeah. So finally we get to the point where the stripper actually gets on me. And I was like, oh, you got to get off. There was like a certain point. I was like, you got to get off. Cause we're bad about it. I didn't have a condom on that night. So I was like, okay, get off of me.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she gives me crap all the time about, oh, you came so fast. And I was like, well, yeah, like we had been in there doing stuff for 20 minutes before that too. So
it was, and you had just seen her go down on that girl. That was like, right? You said the hottest thing you ever saw. What does she expect? She doesn't know. We don't know as girls, like what it's like to be a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Exactly. I've seen the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm pretty fired up. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And now your dick is in a new pussy for the first time. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And what was that like for you? Was a big part of it like Lucy watching you?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, she was, by the time that the stripper sat on me, Lucy was on the ground, like right there. So she was just watching it from there. You could hear her like literally like moaning and being like, oh my God, like this is so hot. Like she was getting off on it.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God. So this is great. Like this is the coolest thing that's happened.
But, and so now after that experience, I would assume you mm-hmm. had zero jealousy or any of those issues. Was there any mm-hmm. for her? How did you guys feel coming out of that threesome days later?
I think it was kind of the same for her. The waves came a little bit later. I think like the day after and that kind of stuff, there's like a glow about you. You're feeling great. I think there was waves of jealousy, but we dealt with it too. It was a similar situation where it was really good. I think the timing of the two of our first ones, for them to be one style and then the other style, and for us to be able to kind of work through that. So I think it worked out really well for us.
Yeah, because you could both understand each other. She could now understand why right. you had those feelings. By the time she had them, you totally could understand because you had them as well. So I think that really helps.
For sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, like I've said, it's the driver of communication in our relationship now. Like we communicate better on other stuff, the stuff that doesn't have anything to do with our sex life, just because we have to communicate a little harder and a little deeper about our sex life. We have to, if we don't do that, then it's going to be issues. Like we've seen it happen. Like we've had little jealousy spark ups and things. And
yeah, there's more of those stories. I know that, especially when there was like a solo time and stuff, and we're going to get to that time. But I think that that's what's always so important. Why I always like to ask the questions about or talk about the over communication, because I think a lot's what people yeah. don't understand, that it doesn't, it's like you wind up talking more about everything because you're talking more in general. When that's the thing right. that most vanilla couples are missing, because they ain't talking about their sex life. And then they're not talking about anything else either. You know what I'm saying? All right. So let's go to the next time. So now then like more guys come into play. Well, let's go to the next yeah. threesome. And like I said, I know that the jealousy does come up again. And because yeah. there's a solo time, right?
Yeah. So, well, yeah, they kind of intermingled that yeah. that night. Basically, we moved towards, I'm okay with Lucy being out there looking for solo stuff too. To me, like I kind of found, oh, well, that might even make it hot for me. I think, oh, okay, if you go out and have a date with a guy and you fuck him, you come home, I find that hot. Let's fuck after that. Okay, cool. That was a cool situation. So we're kind of like going down that path, and Lucy did get there with one guy who she was like talking to and having dates with. And finally it was like, okay, she's going to go out and have the night with him. She got a hotel room, and I was going to be out that night. That was kind of our plan. I was just kind of like in the area. I knew the guy, so there was like a trust level with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ended up hooking up. They went back to the hotel room that we had gotten, and they totally hooked up. They did basically everything. And I was like, oh, okay. And I had been drinking that night. I was just, I think I was a little bit coping. I was like, oh man, okay, here we go. Okay, this is a new thing. That totally. Level of the thing is a new thing. Now there's jealousy, like, right there in the middle of it. So I was, like, a little bit jealous, like, oh, my God, okay, this is really happening. So I went and I got drunk. I ended up back over at the hotel afterwards. I came and met up with Lucy. And we sat and we just had to have a conversation. It was just, like, I think it was probably 45 minutes of us just, like, walking through everything and just, like, me asking questions. I was like, she was great. I feel like bad, like, looking back on it. Oh, geez. Like, I was just, like, kind of, like, grilling her. But, like, for us to, like, kind of go through it, I just felt in those moments like I needed all the details. Oh, man, like, I almost felt weird just because I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah, okay, I've seen her fuck other guys before. It's not a problem for me, but this situation, they hooked up. I have no attachment to it at all.
It's, totally.
I wasn't there, and so I just not seeing it at all. I almost felt if there was video, I would have felt better. And so we sat there and we dealt with that, and then we were like, okay, like, exhale, like, reset. Let's go out. Let's us go out now and go do something.
Yeah. And not only did you do something, tell people what wound up happening that same night. Oh my God.
Well, so we before we even went out, we said, okay, we were going to go out.
Yeah.
And then I decided we were going to fuck. So yeah. We fucked right then.
Yeah.
So we fucked. We had great sex. It was like, and that's when it all dawned on me too of, oh, okay, I like this part of it.
The reclaiming
was like, holy shit. Okay, this is great. I love it again. Okay, I love everything about it again. I'm like, okay, you can see that guy again tomorrow night. We could hook this whole thing up again. I'm down for it.
Yeah.
But okay, so we did that, and then we were like, all right, yeah, let's go out. And yeah, so we went out to this place that we go from time to time, and we know some of the people there. And there's this guy who works there, and we ended up just like staying till close at this place. Everybody was drinking, having a good time, and the people who were working there were drinking. We were going crazy. It was just like a party, basically. And we ended up taking that one guy back home and ended up having a threesome with him in the hotel.
Oh my God. Can you believe, people listening, this is what happened? Same
this
night.
Is literally night. What happened.
Yeah. The yes. Vegas story coming up is even better. But so this night, she winds up having her solo play. You have a little bit of jealousy. Then there's this great reclaiming. And now you're having another threesome.
We're having a threesome. Yes. And we had a threesome. It was kind of, I think Lucy talked about it. It was kind of like a disappointing one. It happened to be one that was just like ho-hum. But it was cool. I thought we were discussing it too. We were like, which night is more wild, that night or the other night? Which one is it? And then we think it's the Vegas night.
I think so too.
It's gotta
be. Yeah. But this is you're climbing up the mountain. You're getting higher and higher.
Yeah.
This is even more than before. It is a pretty amazing night, even though the last threesome wasn't that amazing. You did a lot. That night.
I like to be able to, like, it's just crazy to be able to say, like, the phrase for her, oh, she fucked three different dudes.
Totally. Yeah.
Know? Yeah. So it's just wild for her. And I love that. I love that that's going on. Oh my God. That's just the hot sentence, really, to me.
Yeah. But isn't the next sentence, she fucked four guys in Vegas?
Yes.
Is it four? Yes. Yeah. Let's get to
so
Vegas.
Four. Well, that's the thing in Vegas. It's three guys who fucked her. Well, no, two guys fucked her. The third guy didn't get to fuck her. And so it was three dicks there. Yeah, three guys.
Including you, though.
No, yeah, including me. So two other guys.
Right. Okay. But there was a third person, but he didn't take part.
He didn't take part. He was in the room. There was another one of those guys who was there, but he did not take part.
So she winds up like having some sort of connection with a guy, right?
So the guy is the guy that we originally were like kind of like hooking up with online.
Mm-hmm.
So
we
talked to him forever. We'd known him forever, never met him ever. And then one day they were just going to be in Vegas and happened to say something like, you guys should come. And so we ended up just going. We just drove there. We get to Vegas and like, we're going to hang out with them. Okay. We go and we hang out with them. We're with them for a while. We kind of split off for a minute. I forget what exactly what happened. And I said, hey, listen, Lucy, this is how it's going to go down. I can't, I want to hook up with the guy from online. I do. I definitely want to do that. But I do not want to hook up with any more of these guys. There's two other guys here. I'm not really into all that. Yeah. Like, that's a little much for me. So that's what I told her. And she said, oh, okay, I got you. And because kind of like you could tell, like, kind of she was having a flirty vibe with everybody, and which was like fine with me. And I was like, that's fine. But I did just want to lay down a ground rule of like, hey, we're not going to do all these guys tonight. That's not where we're going with this thing.
Okay. But she's now, I remember another part. I think the reason why you took a step away at first is because you had to go try and find panties for her because she had none. Yes. Do you remember that? I remember that.
That's right. She ended up having no panties all night. Yeah. Which like was, I think that's the key to the whole supercharged night, was just the no panties. Man.
Yes.
it was bound to be. It's just so funny. She's like, yeah, I brought one pair of panties or something. I don't know how she ended up with no panties. I was like, oh my God. And yeah, we went to try to go get her some panties, but it was a Sunday and they had closed. The mall had already closed. So there was just a no panty night. So after we like had split up and then came back, we went dancing, and yeah, she's like, yeah, the one guy's like feeling up my like up my dress and stuff. He knows I'm not wearing any panties. I'm like, oh shit. Okay, here we go. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. It's not, and when we went to their whole, so we went back to their hotel room after the partying night. We went crazy, went to two different clubs and just were dancing, doing crazy stuff. And then came back, we got to the hotel room. I'm like, hey, it still applies. I don't want that. Like, we got to get him to come back with us to our hotel room. We'll do a threesome. Let's get him out of here. But basically he felt like he couldn't leave. The guy that we wanted to come with us, he's like, yeah, I just really can't explain it as of why I would be leaving, why just me would leave. Otherwise it just makes sense as to what's happened. We call it a dead giveaway. So so we stayed and we were just partying at the hotel room and we went out on the balcony. And then it was just like, oh, that's what it was. The guy, the online guy, he said, hey, come over here. And I said, okay, what's up? And he had his dick whipped out and he just put it in my hand.
Wow.
And he just put it in my hand. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. And then, so it was just like game on. And Lucy was right there when that happened. She was laughing. She knew what he was about to do. She knew what was happening. And I'm like, oh my God. And so then it was just like us three, we were making out, going to town on the patio. And then the other guy came over, and I'm just like, he came over and he was just like whipped out his dick too. And Lucy was just like looking at me like, okay, what are we doing? Or am I taking this third dick right now or what? And I'm like, yeah, I gave her the eye. Go ahead. Let's go. So we went for it.
And now let me ask you this, because it sounds like the first time you said something about just like kissing the guy. Up until this point, have you ever had a dick in your mouth or did anything with a guy more than just kiss a guy?
Pretty much just sucking. I've done that. And that's still where I'm at, actually. And okay. I'm open to a certain scenario right now where I feel like I could fuck a guy or a guy could fuck me, but it's pretty much this one guy. Still the same guy, the online guy for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's pretty much like the pinnacle for both of us at this point.
That's great. That's hard to find. Listen, for everyone to align and be into the same person, that person be into you. It's kind of like a hard thing, especially because I think women tend to be pickier than men. I think you said something before we started taping that she's more picky than you are, but she likes him, for you sure. Like him. So you wind up going back in the room and what goes down?
Well, that was the thing, is we started on the balcony.
Oh, right.
Lucy was just, she was literally just sucking us all three off on the balcony. And so like, it was a pretty wide open balcony. There was like some viewers of what we had going on out there. And yeah, she was just sucking us off. It was a good solid 15 minutes of her just going back and forth between the three. And she was, and it was like an unbelievable thing for that too, because she was an absolute pro when it came to that. It was, I think we said no dick left behind. Like everything was just like all taken care of, like no matter what, at all moments. She was like just perfect about it. It was crazy. So we started in there, and the other guy wasn't out there. there was one more guy. He was inside. And we go inside and he's kind of sleeping on like this like little cot type thing. We're like, oh, like, okay. And I'm like, okay, well, this is weird. But we're like just like in the midst of everything. So it was like, we just kept going. Everybody was just like, okay, we're just going to keep going. And everybody's, so that's the thing. We get to the bed in there. And then we get back to pretty much just everybody kind of sucking and doing that kind of stuff. And then it's just all of a sudden, like we start fucking and I popped out and I think I started sucking off the online guy. And then this other third guy, he starts fucking Lucy. And I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Like he's in it. And then it was just like all three of us just kind of going for it. And then so all of us were going for it. It was really great. It was loud. I'm like, I'm like kind of looking over at that guy who was sleeping. I'm like, how is he like asleep during all this? This is pretty wild. Like, what is he doing? We had been drinking quite a lot. So like, I can understand to a certain degree. And then, so we're fucking along and that other guy is like doing a lot of the fucking on Lucy and that's fine. Like it's cool with me. Like we're going to town and we were going to town. I was fucking Lucy's face at this point and she did all this squirting and it was like literally I think we cheered all of us, all three of us just like absolutely cheered because we were so excited. All three of us at the same time were just like, oh my God, yay.
And people wonder like, why I want to learn how to squirt. Cause look, people will literally start clapping for you.
Oh I God. Know. Yeah. No, we, yeah, we went crazy. And I think that might've even been like the moment that stirred that guy awake. So he finally was just like, all right, what the F is going on in this room right now? And so it got awkward. All of a sudden, boom, like he got up and some stuff went down and the one guy left because it was his friend and he's like talking to him and we're just still kind of going. Me and the one guy are just still kind of going for a while. And we're just like, okay, and we're going and going. And they come back and the one guy's like in a robe and the friend is like starting to pack up his bags and stuff. And we're like, okay, we just got to stop. So we had to stop everything. And then that ended that night. It was a terrible end to it.
But it was an amazing night.
Well, yeah. No, we went back to our hotel room and rectified the situation. We went and finished for sure. We went and had our time together. But it did leave us wanting more because the guy from online never actually fucked Lucy. Like he like got blowjobs.
Yeah.
But he was like he was third in line basically, and he didn't get to do it.
Yeah, and that's your guy's fit. That's the guy that you really want to be with, as well as her. Now, since then, like that is your last hookup. And I talked to her a while ago. Like, why haven't you guys had any other threesome since? Do you know? Is that just because that guy is like your fave, and he just doesn't live close by?
Yeah, well, one big thing is that, okay, so if that guy lived in our town, I think it would be done.
Yeah.
So, because we definitely want to hook up with that guy for sure. But also with our other experiences, the stuff that we do, we pretty much leave it to just being open to situations. Mm. So we want to be, she specifically is more picky. She wants things to just happen kind of like in an organic way. We go out to a bar one night and there's a vibe. That's what she really likes.
Yeah.
So it's harder. And that's why we don't have as many experiences. I'm a little bit different because I get so literally fired up just to think about, oh, okay, man, like she could be fucking this guy. She could be fucking this guy. Like all this other stuff. I'm like, she could be fucking this girl. That'd be pretty cool. I'd be really happy about that. So I get more excited about it. Like I would want to use apps and do all that stuff. And just, we could just go to town for it. But I feel like for her sake, we do things kind of like on her timelines. We do things the way that she likes to do them.
So when the apps have come up, she's like, no, I don't want to do that. That's not hot to me. I just want it to be organic.
Well, we've done apps. We tried. We tried apps for a while and she just wasn't like feeling the vibe of the apps.
It's hard. I have to say, as a woman, I think it's really hard to find yourself attracted to a man in a picture.
Right. Just,
there's not a lot of going on. I can't explain it. Like I always say to my friends, like, I watch reality TV and I'll see all these housewives, husbands, and you see them walking and talking. And I'm like, I always think to myself, like, oh, I think that they're hot now. But if I would have seen their picture, on a dating app. Like, I would never think that that guy was hot, but I seeing him walk and talk, and it's a totally different thing. And I think it's different for men. I think men are different, wired differently. So I get why apps are harder for her to find a guy, especially because she's so social and you guys are young, and you still go, even though you guys have kids, you guys have fun still. You're going out to bars. You're not, you haven't, it's not like that's still a part of your life. You're very social people. So it can happen and it has happened. And so I would think that that it makes sense though, that's the way she rolls.
Yeah, it's made sense to me, and I don't press for it. I'm not like, hey, we got to get back on the apps or anything like that. But you know, and I don't like press for it when we're out at the bars or anything like that. I'm not like, okay, well, this is what about that person? What about that person? Or whatever. Yeah, no, yeah. we just hang out. That is kind of like our vibe now, is that we hang out, and if something does happen, then something does happen. It's pretty exciting like that too, though. Like, I do think, like, when you go out with it and you're just vibing and just having fun, it is a way more interesting deal when you're done with the whole thing and you're like, holy shit, what just happened? Like, what, we weren't expecting all of that, but that's what happened. You know, it's pretty exciting.
And it's kind of makes every night exciting, I would think, if you go out with the intention to possibly maybe meeting someone and hooking up. It's kind of exciting. Right. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, and you never know.
It's like you're single again.
We get all charged up. And yeah. Like, you know, there's nights, okay, well, there wasn't anybody we're hooking up with. Well, we're going to hook up with each other, though. And that the sex that we have on those nights are, like, super charged. Like, we had one the other night. Like, we didn't hook up with anybody, but we were out for 10-12 hours just hanging out, having a Sunday fun day. And then on our way home, it was like, we were getting wild in the truck because we couldn't handle it. We had to get home. Like, we were just like, let's get home as fast as we possibly can so we could fuck. It just charges things up for you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, I know I remember being a little worried when Lucy talked about how much she was, like, open to solo play and wanted to even, I don't know if she talked about being poly, but really going a little further than just having sex with someone, like being able to date someone. And I was like, oh, no, I don't know. I'm worried.
Well, she had that guy and they had their solo experience and they were still talking afterwards, but it fizzled. So she hasn't gotten really back into it because she does. She likes to make like a connection with someone.
Yep.
So I'm okay with that because I've seen it in action now, especially having it actually happen. I know that, it's not going to detract from anything that we have.
And maybe it adds to it because she's more into it and more comfortable. I don't know.
I think it would add to it. I think she just has a heart and giving, like, when her heart gives more, it actually feels like I'm getting more at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense to you, because even though she's splitting her attention maybe at certain moments, technically speaking, but just her heart grows in those moments. So she's got more to give.
Yeah, it only doesn't make sense to me because I'm like the type of person that was like, I could only have one child because I couldn't love more than one. Like, I'm not like open-hearted like her, but I know that people are. That's really truly who she is. And that's wonderful, you know, and it's great that she knows that about herself. It's great that you're cool with it, and if that's how she rolls, that's how she rolls. Like I said, I only get scared because I'm like, if you involve emotions, what happens with that, or where does it go? But I think that the only time I see that being an issue in couples is when they have problems in the primary relationship to begin with, right? There's no communication. There's a lack of sex even going on at home. And then the woman's with that other guy more and more. And then it leaves that room for, there's an opportunity for that to grow and happen. But that's not going to happen with you guys because you guys are just so, you have such a great relationship. She only wants to have those feelings because that's who she is, but it's not because there's anything lacking with you. It's just that she has more love to give her and she's just more open like that. And she could roll like that, which is okay, which is cool because a lot of people are wired that way.
And that's the thing. Yeah. She accepted me when we first got into this thing, for me saying, hey, I might have an attraction sometimes to guys, like, and I have to, on my end, I've accepted like who she is, and she has these other like things where she is able to have a connection with somebody else, and it's not going to affect my connection. So yeah. I feel great about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, last question. Now, are you allowed or interested in doing solo play with guys?
It would have to be like literally the right guy. Again, I'm picky too when it comes to picking guys, but there's if it was the online guy, I would do stuff with him. That's the thing about him, is he's like almost perfect for us both. We like, I don't know what it is, but there is a little bit of like, we could have a throuple. If we had that guy around, we would have a throuple like situation going on for sure. And it would be like, we would hook up and they would hook up, or we'd all three hook up.
You'd hook up alone too. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah. With that guy for sure. That's one guy. I'm not out there searching for it, but I wouldn't turn it down. I don't think either, for the right situation.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. And she would be cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about that too. If it happened to come to a certain situation and there was solo with a guy, like she's open with that. She's fine with that.
Well, listen, I almost forgot. Let's talk about the fact that somewhere along this journey, you started an OnlyFans too, right?
I did. Yeah.
You know, when did that happen and what do you post there? And then give a shout out and I'll talk about it in my intro, as well as put the description in. I'll put the link in the description.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah, both Lucy and I have our OnlyFans. I started mine a little bit after hers, just because I kind of was like curious as to what it's like. And I do think I have a little bit of, we both do, of a voyeur type thing. We do like people seeing our stuff, commenting on our stuff. It's been fun. I post like sporadically, but I'm going to probably obviously pick it up here after the episode. But Lucy's always posting our stuff, always posts our stuff on there. And so I love seeing when people get like super excited about either of us. I think it's like super fun.
Yeah. So what do people get? Are there videos of you guys hooking up? Is it just like X-rated pics? What's on the OnlyFans if they pay in?
Pretty much through Lucy's is where you're going to get the best of the stuff. You could talk to me on mine and I could send you some stuff, but Lucy always is sending out great pay-per-view type stuff. Of the other night when we were driving home, we took a video of like how I was fingering her on our way home. And there's just all of our sex stuff on there. Plenty of her own solo play when she's just by herself. We're hoping she can find a solo partner at some point, put some solo content up there with some other guy. We're working our way towards that. So that would be great.
Okay, awesome. So what are your OnlyFans? I'll also put the links, like just give the shout out.
So hers is Lucy Love 69X420. And then mine is Trey Powers.
Trey Powers. Okay, awesome. Listen, Trey, I love talking to couples this way. Your episode was just as good and totally different than your wife's, even though it's the same story. I just think it's always so interesting to get the same story from the other side. I do have a Discord. I hope you guys will go on and you'll just talk to people and send me some hot pics of you guys, because I don't know that I have any pics of you. And listen, for the R-rated pics for my Patreon, no dicks and pics, but you know, send me pics of you and her together maybe before you go out, but no face shots. Of course, you're anonymous. And then I'll give you access to my Discord, and when this airs, you could go in there and talk to people, and then you could put like a teaser video to like your OnlyFans and stuff, so people could go and sign up.
For sure. Awesome.
All right. Thank awesome. This was great, Trey. Thanks so much. And send me the links and send me pics, or just have Lucy do it.
I will.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.